Just about the most complete testimonials about slavery in the United States are the narratives from slaves themselves. They're works of inspiration and literature, often created by people who could neither read or write. They're historical documents. They're political statements that were deployed by abolitionists to shame this nation out of the sin of slavery. And perhaps most importantly, they are the earliest traces of the grandparents and great-grandparents, aunts and uncles of Americans, whose known family histories often stop abruptly in the ports of Baltimore, Charleston, and New Orleans, their ancestors lost forever in the Middle Passage. During the 1930s, as part of the Works Progress Administration's Federal Writers Project, more than 2,000 former slaves were interviewed and their histories documented. These oral histories are the basis of a new documentary, Unchained Memories, Readings from the Slave Narratives, that will be seen on HBO this Monday. Alfre Woodard lends her voice to some of these narratives, along with Vanessa L. Williams, C.C.H. Pounder, Oprah Winfrey, Don Cheadle, Ruby Dee, Ossie Davis, and Samuel L. Jackson, among others. Alfre Woodard joins us in our studios. Thanks so much for being with us.
It's my pleasure.
And, my gosh, we ask this question of actors all the time, but it must have, I'm guessing, some particular resonance now. What drew you to this project in portraying these people who you do?
Well, I was approached by the executive producer, Donna Brown Guillaume. And when she told me what it was, it's like getting your hands on gold. And so to have a person's words in your hands as a mirror or a doorway into seeing who they were and what the world was like around them, I was very excited about it. And then when I looked at it, I remember them saying, you know, it's written in dialect and it's really hard to read and understand. But when I picked it up, I just started to read it.
What could you know about the people that you portrayed? What sort of facts were available to you?
If someone stopped me today and said, tell me about your life. Tell me what you did today, in the course of a day, what you would do. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm a little embarrassed to tell you about my life. It would talk about grinding coffee beans. It would talk about, you know, complaining about the water not being hot. You learn a lot about the conditions under which people live. What I ate talks about, because I would say, oh, you know, I tried not to have the bread today because I had bread yesterday. And so there's a period where people are, what, not eating the bread? You know, you get the trace of a human being. And occasionally you get a little bit of humor, a little bit of mischief, because every human being is looking to survive the next moment. And I think one of the things that you see in this is how people kept going.
We want to ask you about some individual characters you're portraying. We have some segments from the program that'll air on Monday. This seems to be somebody recollecting when they were a little girl and often raised and playing with white kids.
We be playing in the barn, and Jimmy always say to me, "Come on, nigga, let's ride around the farm." I say, "I ain't no nigga." He say, "Yes, you is. My pa paid $200 for you. He bought you for to play with me."
I wanted to do that voice. I thought it was important to do it as a child's voice, because in the telling, this older woman, she's left out grown-up concerns. So if Massa gets to drag her mom out in the middle of the night for whatever his purposes are, then it's just a matter of fact. That's the thing that's interesting about it. It's just two kids arguing.
Let me ask you about another character you portray, another section. This is a woman recollecting Sunday church services and the role that the church had both in comforting at that point and also, for that matter, confirming the whole institution of slavery.
On Sundays, niggas had to sit and listen to the white man's sermon. Obey your master. Be good servant. Can't tell you how many times I done heard that text preached on. They tell a slave that if he be good, work hard for his master, that he would go to heaven and that he gonna live a life of ease. They ain't never tell him he gonna be free in heaven.
What did you bring to this? What did you see in these lines?
It reminds me of when I've heard older black people talk. And when I say older, you know, I'm a grown woman now. I'm very grown. But I can remember, I always made a point of talking to my elders. I like to listen to them since I was 4 and 5. There was, and I've known a lot of people who worked as domestics or in manual labor positions where it was the bottom of the totem pole, and they would go and they'd behave one way at the workplace in front of whoever the boss man or boss woman was. But I was with them when they came home from that, and within those households in our community or our churches or wherever, there was a candidness. I like that switch of saying, as they would tell a story, at the end of it, there was always this little flourish to let you know that their inner self hadn't been touched by it, and they could wear the mask. So just the fact that she says at the end of that, he never said anything about being free. I know, you know, I'm taking this suite that he's offering me, but I know what's inside the suite.
I want to ask you about another section. This is something that might upset children if they're listening, and should probably upset children and adults, and yet there's nothing we identify as a dirty word, if you please, in it. This is a section where a woman recalls how children were fed like animals.
Well, I remember quite well how those polo children used to have to eat. They were fed in boxes and troughs under the house. They were fed cornmeal mush and beans. When this was poured into their box, they would gather around it, the same as we see pigs, horses, and cattle gather around troughs today.
This is just very difficult to listen to. It's difficult to portray that, isn't it?
It's difficult to hear it, even just now hearing it. Now my face is all awash. But it's because when I hear it as the viewer, I think about, I love my children to the point that it's like hitting oxygen for the first time. My children, that's who they are to me. They're that pure oxygen. So somebody loved those children the same way I love my children. The amazing thing is, some of those faces that came up out of that trough full of fat back and corn mush, they went on to write during the Harlem Renaissance. They went on to go into the state houses of this country and make laws. They went on to perform the first heart surgery. It makes me incredibly strong to know what those children, you know, there's nothing that you can do to a human being to take away their dignity if they claim it.
What do you bring to a project like this to try and make it not just something that has a big label on it that says, this is good for you, you should watch this, you will be a better person for this, but something that will get people that aren't necessarily looking to improve their minds or their knowledge?
If something's just good for you, so much is good for you. But, you know, I wouldn't be in something that was just good for you. I would, you know, it sounds like cod liver oil or something. But the thing that is so important and urgent about a piece like Unchained Memories is that it's something you can't not have. It belongs to you. As a nation, no one wants to look at slavery. No one wants to talk about it. Black people or white people. Americans don't want to be bummed out. And all you have to say is slavery. Everybody gets nervous. Some people get mad. Some people start saying, I wasn't here. It's like educated people just go berserk. And that's like saying, okay, we existed from 1600 to early 1700s. And then something happened, and then we existed from 1900 until now. If you did that in your own history, just left your hometown and came to New York or D.C. and never talked about the rest of your life, your family, the people you knew, your education, how you got there, you'd end up on medication, which, of course, the country is on medication right now. But it's so important for us to get into a real substantial dialogue about race. And we can't do that unless we talk about slavery. And you get to see people like Sam Jackson and Vanessa L. Williams and Courtney Vance and John Cheadle, you know, people that couldn't walk away from it because it was so interesting. It's people that walked the walk.
Ms. Woodard, thank you very much.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Alfre Woodard is one of the voices in Unchained Memories, readings from the slave narratives. The documentary will be seen on HBO Monday, February 10th. And the readings are drawn from 2,000 personal accounts of slaves who were interviewed as part of the Federal Writers Project during the Depression. And this is Weekend Edition, directed by Julia Holmes Bailey and produced by Charlie Mayer, Andy Lyman, Chad Campbell, Darcy Bacon, Ed McNulty, Bridget McCarthy, Sarah Byer-Kelly, Andy Daniel, and Diana Douglas. Our technical director is Burke Hahn, so ably assisted by Ted Mebane, Greg Gavin, Stu Rushfield, and our technical director emeritus, Carlos Gomez. Thought he'd been given time off for good behavior. Our librarians are Kim Oleski, Alphonse Veen, and Holly Witt. Our senior editor is Gwendolyn Tompkins, and the senior producer of Weekend Edition Saturday is Peter Breslow. I'm Scott Simon.